something about the former president, John Delaney, is that he was really ingrained in the community. Uh-huh. So he spoke out about issues like LGBT rights and how the mayor is doing, things like that. So do you see that as the role of a university president, and do you plan to fulfill that role?
So I think the so it's an interesting question. I think what I look at the external role as being really important. So part of that is getting integrated into the community. So being a leader, talking about your institution, being the face of the institution in the community, also creating that invite for the community to come into the institution, I think is the important part of the question. The issues that you might have to address will change over time, and I think you sort of focus on them as they come along. But I think it really is that the notion of developing a partnership. And so I think fundamentally that's what the university president has to do, is form that partnership with the community.
And when you say partnerships, what are some of the most important ones? I know that you have experience with business
partnerships,
yeah, things like that.
So I think a lot of the partnerships have to do with the academic experience that we create for our students and also for our faculty. So the partnership is, how can we make companies better by creating great talent for them? You know, we can also do projects for them that might help them answer questions that they're dealing with. But the other important part of that is really having the whether it's the business community or the nonprofit community or organizations, come onto campus to help our students understand what it takes to be successful and the problems that they have and the problems that they face. And it's really about perspective building, you know. And so how can we create those experiences so that when a student comes out, they're not a novice. They're actually, you know, kind of a quasi-expert and ready to make a difference. And I think that's the important part of the partnerships that you begin to develop with the community.
Tell me a little bit about how some of your prior experiences, whether that be on, you know, any boards you've served on or prior jobs, how do those uniquely prepare you for this role? Maybe a couple examples.
Sure. So I think there's a couple things that come into play. One is that the analogy is Cincinnati and a major university in a major city. And, you know, to me, I look at UNF and Jacksonville, and that's really what's attractive. It's a major university and a major city. And how can the university make the city great? Because you can't have a great city without a great university. And how can the city make the university great? So I think the some of the things that have been very beneficial in terms of my experience is not only reaching out to the community and developing those relationships, but I've also served on public company boards, including right now I'm on the board of Office Depot, which is a Boca Raton-based company. So it's a Fortune 500 company that also teaches you how to run a business in some respects, and how to make decisions and, how to work with a board, which I think is also really important, but also, how to treat people and how to make a difference so that it's not just the business, but there's also a social impact that you make in terms of your communities that you're in.
And so coming to UNF, off the bat, what are you impressed by? What do you see as the university's strengths?
Yeah, so I think there's a few things that are really impressive, quite a few things actually. But one is that the campus is a beautiful campus, and that really is really impressive. So it's that first impression. So you're taking an intangible of education and making it tangible, and I think we have a beautiful campus that we can certainly market. I think some of the deciding factors and that got me really excited about the institution was really seeing the passion that exists among our staff and within our faculty and among our students. And that passion is a great foundation on which to build. And so you don't always see that at institutions, and I think that makes us unique in a lot of ways. And so that's really exciting. And then as I onboarded, I reached out to a lot of people in the community and had short phone calls just to introduce myself. And I also attended Leadership Jacks a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I think you saw, again, the passion that the people have for the city of Jacksonville and also the respect and the passion that they have for the university. So all these are phenomenal and unique and what really makes this a special place.
Okay, so on the opposite end, though, where do you see as UNF's weaknesses? What do you hope to improve or change here?
Yeah, so I think, you know, there's probably not sort of the true weaknesses, but it's how can we get better and continue to improve our trajectory. So when I look at it, I think about our students and how, you know, what kind of quality do they have. But I think what I'd like to see in terms of some of the gaps, maybe as another way of framing it, is that we have transformational learning opportunities as a nice title that we put on these extracurricular, so to speak, activities that students engage in, which is study abroad and internships. And I'd like us to really be more cognizant of how can we build that out and how can we make it such that our students have you know, unparalleled experiences and experiences that are not duplicated. And that's what a city like a major city of Jacksonville allows you to do. And I think we also begin to develop a spirit of innovation of how can we constantly improve and how can we constantly change. And not that change is, you know, you're changing from a negative to a positive, but it's from a positive to even a greater positive. You know, and that spirit of nimbleness, I think, is really important to the success of students, you know, not only today but tomorrow, because the world changes so quickly. So how can you embrace that notion of how can we lead and how can we be out in front and how can we be transformative?
Okay, this might be a little bit repetitive, so just let me know if sure. you kind of already covered it in your last question. But so during your confirmation to the Board of Governors, you said that President Delaney created an institution poised to go to the next level. Right. So what would that next level look like?
Yeah, so I think it's really further greatness. You know, it's really kind of striving for preeminence that I think is really important. And it's, again, thinking about the students and the students that we have and how can we have better students and how can we constantly think about the portfolio of programs that we have and build on those. So we have we have really excellent programs and we have some premier programs. And how can we create a situation where we have all our programs being premier and even more programs that might allow students to be successful? So it could be that you think about expanding some of not only the undergraduate offerings, but some of the graduate offerings to make it, you know, an enriched experience for our students. But I think then the other poised part of it, and something that you hear from me, is really those college community partnerships that I think we have an opportunity to build out and get people excited about who we are and get people excited about our students.
So for college community partnerships, do you mean sort of like partnering with different companies to kind of get students who are in school already interning there type of thing?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So I think it's a gamut. So one is certainly the internships and how can we create these pathways to employment. I think the other part of it is how can companies and the individuals in those companies enrich the learning experience? You know, you have people who are seasoned professionals who are dealing with real-world problems. You know, how can they bring their perspectives into our classroom? How can they bring some of the problems in terms of projects and so on into our classroom and also into our faculty so that people now have this hands-on experience with it? And I think that's a neat opportunity and sort of this seamless classroom that allows us to do it here because we're UNF and we're in the city of Jacksonville. And so I think that's a distinct, unique advantage that we have.
Historically, the university's graduation rate was an area of concern probably like 6 or 7 years ago. It was pretty low. Yeah. It's improved quite a bit. Do you still see it as an area of concern? And is that a way to measure the success of a university?
Yeah, so I think we look at metrics and continue to want them to improve. Certainly the graduation rate has improved, but I would like to see it always try to improve. We're never going to be, no institution's at probably 100%, but you keep striving for that because you want students to be successful. There's not a lot of value in somebody dropping out of school and with, you know, some college on their resume. So it's kind of a social responsibility that I also look at in terms of making sure that students who start here can also graduate and also graduate with, you know, hopefully with not a lot of debt. And maybe no debt, but you know, so that becomes scholarships become important to this process. But graduation is always important, retention is always important, and also, you know, job placement is really important for our students.
So, do you think those maybe are the three key metrics to measure university success, or how do you measure that?
Yeah, so I think those are among the keys. You know, I think it's the attraction, retention, graduation, placement. I think those are all, if you ask anybody, are those reasonable outcomes and things that you want to see from an institution, I think the answer is yes. But I also want to, you know, I want us to also think about it's beyond those kinds of metrics, and really it's about the holistic experience. It's not just about the academics, but it's also about creating individuals who are going to be tomorrow's leaders. It's about, you know, character, and it's about integrity and trust and respect as the attributes that, you know, we want to define our students. So it's not just, you know, kind of these hard metrics, but it's really about the soft parts of this, of who are our students and are they people you want to work with the rest of your life?
Okay, so each legislative session, something that keeps coming up in Florida is open carry on campus, whether students should be allowed to have guns with them if they have a license. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I haven't had a chance to really think about that, and you sort of brought this up as an issue. You know, I think it's, I don't think it's an answer that I can give you in 2 seconds. I think it's, given everything that's going on in the world today, it's a very complicated answer to come to. And, you know, it's, we certainly are concerned about the safety of our students and the responsibility. And so I don't know where the state is with that. But I think it's one of those that you really do have to ask the questions and ask the key questions of about safety. And I think that's, you know, as a leader of an institution, you're always concerned about the safety of your students. And it's certainly something I'm concerned with.
Anything else you'd like to add that maybe you didn't ask about that might be important?
Yeah, you know, I think, I think you've done a great job. I think the important part is, I'm really excited about being here, and I think it's a phenomenal place. So you've asked it in different kinds of ways, but, how can we take it to the next level and make it a phenomenal experience for every generation for students to come here? So I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm excited about what's going on here today, and I'm excited about, you know, this partnership in a sense, but also working with the community to make it a greater city and a greater region.